And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Andy Newman of the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council. Andy, tell us about the fabulous Florida Keys.
And it's always great to be with you. Let's talk about a couple of ongoing events, such as in Key West, the 6th annual Key West Art Garden. Now, the cost to the Key West, the Tropical Forest and Botanical Garden, which is where the venue is, also includes the opportunity to take a look at 19 sculptures, each made of recycled materials, some that are interactive, and all placed throughout the garden from local contemporary artists. By the way, the garden's open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Also in Key West, through June 30th, the Key West Art and Historical Society is presenting Marky Pearson, Night Visions in Technicolor. Marky is a local artist and graphic designer, and he has new paintings and designs that are focusing on three distinct categories, including Conch Night series featuring the Hemingway House, Custom House, and Curry Mansion. By the way, the Key West Art and Historical Society's exhibitions are always at the Custom House Museum, located at 281 Front Street. It's also featuring, through September 30th, Key West or Bust. It's a history of tourism in the Florida Keys, tracing back to the Great Depression of the 1930s to modern times. Finally, down in Key West, as we move to events coming up this weekend through May the 4th, the Key West Paddleboard Classic. It's an oceanboard paddleboard race where participants will enjoy a challenging 12-mile course over crystal blue water, circling Key West through scenic mangroves and passing by the historic Seaport District, and so much more. And add this weekend up in Key Largo, the Humphrey Bogart Film Festival. In fact, it's the second annual Humphrey Bogart Film Festival. It'll screen a rotating selection of bogey classics and also a group of movies centered around the festival's theme of romance. Now, of course, this festival celebrates the life and films of the man the American Film Institute named America's greatest male screen legend. Great thing, by the way, Ed, about the Humphrey Bogart Film Festival. Of course, it is set in one of Bogart's most famous films, aptly named Key Largo. Also in Key Largo, the African Queen, the original African Queen from that movie. Great thing, visitors can actually come down and take a ride on the African Queen. By the way, Stephen Bogart, the son of Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall, will be at the festival, and also some notable folks like Leonard Maltin and actress Olivia Thirlby. Add to two other events this weekend. First of all, tonight down in Key West from 5:30 p.m. to 8 o'clock at the Key West Lighthouse Museum, celebrate Women of the Lighthouse, a great presentation that focuses on women lighthouse keepers. And a fabulous event down in Key West tomorrow night, the Key Stock Music Festival. It'll be at the Truman Waterfront, starts at 6 p.m., and it features the Doobie Brothers.
Wow.
And Lower Keys musical favorite Howard Livingston and the Mile Marker 24 Band. And they had two productions going on in Key West. First of all, May 6th to the 24th, the Waterfront Playhouse presenting A Dog Story, and the Red Barn Theater presenting Short Attention Span Theater's Happy Meals. That's from May 6th to the 31st. Down in Key West on May 7th, the South Florida Symphony presenting the Blue Door String Quartet. Big event in Key West, May 7th to the 11th, next week, the Key West Songwriters Festival. It's a 19th annual showcase of musical magic featuring America's foremost performing songwriters. There's concert stage and intimate audience-friendly island settings, and also a very large street concert next Saturday on Duval Street in front of Sloppy Joe's and Rick's. Other events throughout May at Marathon, May 8th to the 24th, the Marathon Community Theater presenting Marrying Terry. Also, May 11th up in Alamorada, the 20th annual Bay Jam. It's a music and art festival that features local and guest artists performing on the beautiful shores of Florida Bay at the amphitheater at Founders Park, mile marker 87, and it is a free event. Key Largo's original music festival, May 15th to the 18th, at different on-the-water venues. There's unique singers and local entertainers. It's being presented by the Upper Keys Business Group. In Alamorada, May 15th, it's a Thursday, the Morada Way Arts and Cultural District presents the Third Thursday Art Walk. May 16th to the 17th in Key West, the 12th Annual Harry S. Truman Legacy Symposium. It's Key West annual political history highlighted in panel discussions and reception and tours of the little White House where Harry Truman spent 11 working vacations during his presidency. Big ultra marathon coming up May 17th to the 18th down throughout the entire Florida Keys. It's the Keys 100 ultra marathon race, benefits the Cancer Foundation of the Florida Keys. And finally, Ed, the History of Diving Museum honors military divers. That's May 21st through the 26th. History of Diving Museum, a fascinating place in Alamorada that traces the historical evolution of man's quest to discover and to explore the underwater environment. If you've never been in there, you've got to take a look at it because it is just fabulous. Of course, much more information on these and so many other events in the fabulous Florida Keys on the Florida Keys website, and it's flakeys.com, Ed.
Andy Newman always has great event information for us for the fabulous Florida Keys. Andy, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Ed, too.
Cantare, the Miami Children's Chorus, will be in concert with Nestor Torres and guest artists Dr. David L. Bruner and Dance Now Miami Mother's Day, Sunday, May the 11th at 5 p.m. at the New World Center, 517th Street on Miami Beach. For more information, you can call the Miami Children's Chorus at 305-662-7494 or go to their website at miamichildrenschorus.org. And tonight, there's a free concert at the Hollywood Beach Bandshell featuring Diller Jazz. And they are giving their final performance before they travel to New York to compete at the Essentially Ellington competition. Showtime starts tonight at 7:30. Admission is free at the Hollywood Beach Theater at Johnson Street and the Ocean. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 p.m. on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Thanks as well to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Dan Hudak, Bob Weinberg, Norman Van Aken, and Andy Newman. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.